eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Revolution is Black Love podcast. Today we are with founder and owner Kyra Price, RN, who is a hydrotherapist. She has started the company Clarifying Balance. This is a gift to the entire diaspora. And so we're going to find out what a hydrotherapist is. We're going to find out what services she provides to our diaspora family. Again, we're breaking all generational curses, and we're talking about health and healing. We start off 2025 right. Come on in, fam, and join me. So we're here with Ms. Kyra Price. Sis, I wanted to come. You was recommended by, y'all remember our diaspora family, we interviewed a legacy business in D.C., Blue Down the Herb. Give a shout out to D.C., Brother Jawad, Brother Ramon, okay? Thank you for recommending the beautiful sister and the work. Brother Jawad was like, you need to go interview her. She's the best kept. I'm like, he just stayed on me, okay? I'm like, okay. So we here. Yeah. And he was right. You are the best kept secret in Be More. Please tell us, first of all, you are a hydrotherapist. Let's know about your journey to become the hydrotherapist, and then we're going to talk about what is Clarifying Balance. But first, what's your journey?
So my journey into colon hydrotherapy, I was 24 when I was introduced to colon hydrotherapy, which later in turn, she became my mentor. And one day I was getting a colonic done, and as you can see on the machine when we go over that, I see like a, almost like a little squishy, it looks like a squishy ball.
So let me ask you, sis, so what's a colonic? Tell us, what's a colonic? You get scared when they hear that word now. So tell us, what is a colonic?
So wait. So do you want me
to... Oh no, we're just flowing.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
So a colonic is a natural way of cleansing a body. It's warm, gentle water that is introduced into the colon to help break up that old fecal matter, undigested foods, bacteria, parasites, things like that will come out in the colonic. 90% of my clients are constipated, so that's another good reason why a lot of people, you know, do colon hydrotherapy.
Why are they? That's high. Why are so many people constipated? Where is that coming from?
The constipation is coming in from, you know, the various foods that we're eating. A lot of our diets plays a big part of constipation. Okay. We're not drinking a lot of water. We're not eating enough fruits and vegetables to help, you know, have that natural release. Okay. There's not enough fiber in the diet to help you have a natural bowel movement. So that's why a lot of people lean towards colon hydrotherapy.
So when you say we're eating foods that's making us constipated, what type of foods? Because Black folk, y'all know we don't be eating right. So come on, lay it down.
So,
get together 2025.
Definitely the processed foods, the meats.
Okay.
When we talk about meats, like I'm very big on meats because they tell us all this stuff is grass-fed or organic or whatever. But I like to tell people all the time or to share with them that they say that on the label that it's grass-fed. But how do we actually know? Because they're not our animals. So we're eating a lot of lab food, and our bodies just cannot digest, you know, the foods and things like that are we're purchasing.
So when we are taking this food, that means they just sit.
Yes. Yes, and because we're not eating enough roughage and things like that,
and drinking water,
it's not allowing the body to digest any of that. And then let's go back to many of us were eating a high processed diet, no vegetables, anything like that, or you're constantly eating meat every meal. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you're having meat. You're not allowing your body to even digest these foods.
Or the rest.
Yes.
So the body is not properly functioning. It's not doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Correct.
And then you do the colonic. That sounds messy. You got to let us know why you do it. A lot of people ain't going to do this. So please.
So my reasoning for bringing this to the forefront and to bring it to my community, educating my community on colon hydrotherapy. One, it's a preventative measure.
Okay.
Our community is being faced with a lot of cancer, diabetes, things like that. Mm-hmm. So when you introduce colon hydrotherapy to the body, that means that we're not, I hate to say this, but we're not keeping doctors in business. Because this is a preventative measure and it's keeping you from needing or relying on the doctors. Because think about it. Mm-hmm. We go to the doctors for everything. We go to the doctors for medication. If we have like some type of ailments in a body, we're always at the doctors. And like I try to share with people all the time is you should never be going to the doctors and letting a doctor tell you about your body. You should be so in tune with your body that you can tell your doctor what's going on with you. He only sees you, what, maybe twice a year.
And don't really know.
And he, nine times out of ten, think about how medicine has changed over the years. So they're doing a lot of telemed. So he's not even laying his hands on you, but he's telling you about your body. So, you know, this is why I try to encourage people. You don't have to just jump out there and get a colon hydrotherapy. But building a relationship with me, I think, is the biggest thing. Building a relationship with me and then moving forward into getting a colonic. Because I have various other, you know, services that I provide.
And let me say something. When you said about we go to the doctor too much, I was doing this, I was preparing for this and researching. We keep the doctor, industry, medical, and business.
Right.
Being sick, being ill. They give us chemicals. We are taking drugs. And so the body don't have the time to rest and actually heal.
Yep.
We don't even know these folks. And they're giving us all kinds of... We funding their careers, their trips, a whole industry.
Yes. Yes. And something like this with colon hydrotherapy, a lot of people... They say, well, I was speaking with a young man yesterday, and he was like, he's being violated. Well, I feel like men, they violate themselves by not taking care of their health. Because think about it. Men wait until something is actually at the forefront, and then that's when they want to, you know, attack on that problem. But why not prevent all of these things by, you know, getting a cleanse? And a cleanse, you can just simply do this. When the seasons change.
Okay.
My baseline for me, January, I do 3 sessions. Ooh. And after 3 sessions, I just, you know, change my diet up a little bit, making sure I'm exercising to, you know, continuously moving the body. Because that's another thing. A lot of us are living a sedentary lifestyle. So if you're not moving the body, you're not going to have a bowel movement. So a lot of people say, well, I use the bathroom once a day or maybe every other day. That's not healthy at all. That means that you're steady building up a toxin environment.
Inside.
Ooh. So how do you know you're building up a toxin environment? You may see like some skin breakout, your breath. A lot of my female clients, they tell me that they have like a vaginal odor, and it has nothing to do with STD or anything like that. Also, too,
what would it be? So
because think about
the toxins. They have to come out.
Yes, they have to come out in whatever way that is going to release, it will. So that's what I'm saying. Your skin, your breath, things like that.
So with the colonic, it will remove.
Yes. Because think about it. we as a people, we don't cleanse. We don't give our bodies that rest that it needs. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not even, like, doing, like, juice cleanse or, like, a water cleanse or anything. Like, it, we're just eating. We're just eating. We're eating just because. We're eating just because we went to the market. We're eating just because we know that it's there. We're eating because we know, Chick-fil-A just released this new meal or something like that. We're just eating. We're not giving our bodies that rest that it needs.
I'm overwhelmed. You just blowing my mind. And I done asked the question, okay, how'd you get started? I'm so caught up.
I'm gonna ask a question.
Okay. Oh, and our producer got a question. He caught up too.
Would you say that, food desert communities such as this one right here are contributing factors to the culling problem?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. It goes back to when I was a little girl, every corner had, you know, a corner store, a Chinese restaurant. Mm. We kept the Chinese people in business back in the day.
Come on.
And even now, still, you know, right here, you know, you have Dunkin' Donuts right Wendy's right
McDonald's.
Here. And even if you go up the street, there's a couple Chinese restaurants. Mm-hmm. So, and nobody wants to take the time to make a balanced meal, a well-balanced meal, in order to be able to have healthy bowel movements. Mm.
So we actually, with the food desert, our bodies are dead. We actually making ourselves sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I will also say, too, we have to look around us and see what's around us. Mm-hmm. Look at our community versus the white people community.
Mm-hmm.
You go in that community, they have every last market known to man, but you come in our community is maybe one market, if that.
Yep.
So they know what they're doing. They know that if we continue to feed them these poisons, they're going to eat it because they feel like we don't know no better.
But also, we're giving our money to people that don't look like us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We building their life, their careers, paying their mortgage, paying their car notes, paying their children's college, and not only are we lack in our body, but we lack in mind.
Yeah.
We lack in mind. And this is what you're talking about, changing your mind.
But think about it. If you're eating a certain way and it's toxin steady building up, that's all it is, a toxic environment. So you can't think clearly.
Mm-hmm.
You can't think clearly.
Mm-hmm. You know, you made me think of the Muslims. They've had such a profound effect in our community, Brother Malcolm, Elijah Muhammad, Farrakhan, all of them. But one of the big things that they introduced, I mean, was fasting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And giving the body a rest and stopping. And during Ramadan, we know they don't eat till sundown. The importance of fasting.
Yeah.
This is part of our preventive medicine, I'm assuming.
Definitely.
What you're talking about, 2025, we've been talking over the years, is breaking generational curses. Is this part of the pathway of us breaking generational curses of all these diseases and illnesses in our family, getting our health together?
It's definitely a pathway, but the thing is, I think one has to really sit and think, is this what I want for myself? How do I want to heal my temple? Is this beneficial to me and my body? You get what I'm saying? So, and then also to just education. We have to really educate ourselves on the importance of a colon hydrotherapy. Because I think everyone sexualizes everything. And it's, in turn, is one thing that they sexualize. So, and it's because how the procedure is done. You know, we have to go to, through the rectum in order to be able to release those toxins, mucus, parasites, and things like that. And then also to the biggest thing that I look at, a lot of people say, well, is she educated enough? How long has she been doing this? And we, but we do this to ourselves because we don't ask white people.
Hey, keep it
100. Guess what? They can, the same way that I can create a certificate, they can create a certificate as well. But my thing is why are you questioning me, but you won't question it now? And all of my clients can tell you, I am there with them from start to finish. I even had a young lady, she got a colonic done maybe over a month ago. And she's calling me already because her hormones are in balance. So she wants me to help her with that. And also, too, that's one of the things that I help my clients with. I'm trying to make sure that I hit every angle that I know that my clients are going to need me with this.
So especially when, with them.
Yes. So definitely, I offer where you can get cold pressed juices. You can get the herbs and everything that you need for your body. If you ever had like any type of colds or anything like that, I create my own, you know, syrups and different herbal remedies for colds.
You do it. You do it. Yes. Trying to hit everything.
Yes. Because guess what? Again, why are we going to them to heal us? Because guess what? And we talked about this. We have to go back to our roots.
Come on now.
We have to go back to our roots. That's how the
because you didn't get all this information. Yes. Just I know you are in you went to school.
Yes.
But this knowledge ain't just come through school. This is not just come.
When I speak, I always speak from a holistic standpoint, and I speak from the shoulders of my grandparents. And
lift the ancestors.
Knowing that what they instilled in me. Even though I was a little girl, I was able to see that they wasn't going to Rite Aid to go get Tylenol or anything like that. They were pulling dandelion out the backyard. Or they were cutting up some onion, some garlic, and putting it in a juice for me to drink. So it wasn't no medication. And even with my mother, even though I feel like some of that skipped her, she still knows it. But even with my mother, she even, you know, dug a little deep into, you know, healing us. And I say this from a standpoint as far as eating, her and my dad, we were raised as vegetarians. So sometimes I'm looked at, oh, she thinks she's better than everybody. Oh, she doing this way.
In some ways, your ass is better than some people. Get y'all shit together.
But it has nothing to do with thinking that I'm better than everybody. But it's just that they knew what was beneficial for my body.
But your body and mine is better. Yes. And we need to get on that.
Yes.
That's what you're describing from a little one.
Yes.
This is how you able to materialize and actualize this.
Yes.
Because you felt better. Because you was giving better. How many people doing this? Come on now. So yes, you are. I wonder if you, before you started the business, you was actually working in the hospital.
Yes. So I was
spill the tea.
I was working in a hospital. I've always been in the medical field ever since I practically got out of high school. And when COVID hit is where the big surprise came. You know, they wanted to test me, you know, every week to make sure I didn't have COVID. And it got down to the pressure was on them because I never received the vaccination. And then I wasn't, because I feel like that's going against everything that I believe in. And
you
I'm
know
not
too much.
Yeah, and I'm not allowing someone to pressure me into getting something that I know isn't beneficial to my body. Just like the flu shots, I remember I was talking to a priest because they sent me to the priest. It was like, why don't you want this flu shot? And I'm like, well, first of all, I don't eat pork. I'm not injecting pork into my body because that's what is in the flu shot, gelatin. So,
and in fruit snacks.
Yes.
Wow.
Going back to when COVID hit, you know, I already knew the pressure was getting ready to come down. And I had already built some sort of platform for me to go ahead and move into business for myself. But I kind of like used the job as my crutch. But when the envelope started, you know, hitting, I was like, okay, you really have to make a move. And the first move I made, I cleared my whole locker out. I gave everybody whatever was in my locker. I gave it away. So when that phone call came, I already knew what it was. I already prepared myself.
Beautiful.
A very good friend of mine, he said, listen, don't worry about it. We got this. And I can say today he hasn't left my side with that. So that's how I was able to, you know, really jump into actually being a colon hydrotherapist, because I just was like, all right, let me do a little bit of this.
Dipping your toe in the water, but not your whole body.
Yes.
You jumped full head in.
Yes.
But you was made for this.
Yes.
so glad that you're doing this. It's obvious. This is your cosmic assignment.
Yes.
Ooh, it's deep. Ooh, y'all, fire, fire. Let me ask you, once you can start going to work, you're doing clarifying balance, you have clients coming, and then you're going on this journey, and you're telling us all this deep information. Not only doing this, but you're talking about you're doing the juices. You make juices.
Yes.
Please show us the juices. I'm interested in the juices that you also are making. You're not just doing the colonic, but also you have juices for us. So please, what is these juices?
So my juices, I created them because I didn't want to drink sodas anymore.
Okay.
So I wanted to create something that would be beneficial to me and others. And the reason why I say others is because we have a lot of people who are facing various ailments, parts like diabetes, things like that. So when you have a juice or a soda, we already know it's loaded with tons of sugar. So I wanted to create this where everyone is good. Kids love them, you know. Okay. Adults love them. So one of them is...
let's see what you got. Bring them out.
One of them is the hibiscus tea.
Oh, nice.
And I normally will put pineapple in it as well.
Okay.
Fresh pineapples. These drinks do not have any preservatives or anything like that. It's just straight herbs. So I brew these.
Wow.
And then I have an elderberry one.
Ooh.
That
And I like the bottle.
A lot of people drink these the elderberry one just to prevent any cold, flu, or things like that.
Okay.
The other one I brought for you guys, because it's three, is the lavender lemonade.
Okay.
Bring that one. Let's see that too. y'all, I'm breathing. You know, whatever product y'all have. Oh,
wow.
Oh, that's for us?
Yes.
Y'all kind of revolution black love. Okay.
I'll get a glove and everything.
Okay.
For you guys.
So you created this?
Yes. So, and again, all of them are herbs. Straight herbs, and no preservatives or anything like that are in there, and I use an agave bag. These drinks aren't as popular here in Baltimore as they are in DC. There are two stores in DC that sell these, and that is Blue Nile Botanicals.
That referred you.
That referred. And then also to down the street, Sankofa Curry.
Oh, beautiful.
Well.
Yeah. Beautiful. But he and B More, aka Thomas City, get them from you too.
Yes.
What's the cost of them?
So this is not the actual size that I sell, but it's another size, 16 ounce, that is $8.
Okay.
And then I have another jar that's 15, and then my gallons are 45.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. And we need to start spending our money on ourselves. Your health is your wealth.
Yes. Yep.
Your health is your wealth. I love this. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Also, I wanted to ask you, when you was talking about the colon, so this is going, we have liquids going to our colon. You holding a picture of the colon up here, but also, I wanted to come over here, because I'm looking at this photo. Girl, this is scary. Y'all, you got to be close. This is, what the hell is going on here? Because I don't think people really realize the importance of the colon and how it works. What is going on here?
So this is what they call a toxic megacolon.
Is this real?
Yes, it's real.
Okay. Mm. Wow.
So this was a gentleman that was 66 years old, and he was in the nursing home. Of course, he was still eating a normal diet, you know, complaining about pain in his abdomen, things like that. And I tell people all the time, be careful where you place your loved ones. Because most of these nursing homes, they don't care nothing about you. And they overlook a lot of things. Like, you can say that you're in pain or you're having various issues, but it's being overlooked. So clearly this gentleman was definitely overlooked.
This is deep.
And probably because of him having he was a schizophrenic.
So they thought he was just talking.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, of course, end up
this was in his body.
Yes. This is his actual colon.
How long is the colon? This is
the colon is roughly about 5 feet.
Mm. Damn.
Yeah. And it's about the diameter of your wrist. So that lets you know.
So we're eating too much food.
Yes. It lets you know it definitely expands.
Okay.
Because even on the other diagram, I can show you. Yeah. But you'll look at it and you'll be like, oh, it's fine. No.
Yeah, over here.
But if I stretch it, it's roughly as long as you are. And again, wow. Like I said, the diameter is like the size of your wrist. So
okay.
My wrist. And then yours is probably the size of yours, which is roughly about the same. But just to let you know that it does expand. It doesn't stay this size.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then oftentimes, when you have various issues or surgeries or things like that, sometimes it's actually stretched in different places. Sorry, I don't have any x-rays of that, but just to let you know, this top part sometimes is like stretched all the way up to probably about the top of your rib cage. But
and so when you eat, food has a travel.
But so the food is basically traveling all through here. So
where is constipation? Where is it? Is the food just stop somewhere?
Yes. So you know, you can have food over here stop. Mm-hmm. You can have food here.
Whoa.
And it's various places in the body where you'll actually have a blockage.
And the blockage leads to a disease and illness.
Yes.
Wow.
Think about a disease.
Wow, again, the chronic diseases.
Yes.
And wow.
Also to remember the skin, the breath.
And
the different odors that, you know, spill off our bodies. And then, not to mention also to another thing that a lot of people, you know, experience once they use the bathroom. They can smell how bad the fecal matter is. And that's because, again, when you're eating various meats and things like that, it will rot in the body.
How long will meat stay in the body?
Remember, they used to say red meat stays in the body for 30 days. But because how it's processed now, I feel like it stays in there much longer.
Good God Almighty.
So again, that's why it's rotting in the body. And especially if you constantly eating on top of that.
Three meals a day.
Never,
all day.
You know, release that. It's just sitting in
the
body.
And then you ain't having no bowel movement.
But then also too, I share with people, look at how the colon is shaped.
Yeah.
Is I call these pockets.
Okay.
So you're thinking that, oh, I went, you know, three times a day, but guess what? You still have like little pieces that's breaking off and sitting in those pockets.
Well, this folks that take a laxative. People say take a laxative different. No? What? She's laughing.
Our bodies get immune. If you're constantly taking a laxative, our bodies get immune to the laxatives. So a laxative is going to work so probably right about here.
Whoa.
And that's it. You still have the remaining portion of the colon that
so
still
it's not even.
No.
Whoa.
And you probably thinking, oh, it really worked. You know, I got the relief I was looking for. But you still have, you know, fecal matter sitting in the remaining portion of the colon.
So the colonic, it will address the entire.
Yes. Yes, we're able to cleanse it in its entirety, but not on your first visit. That's why I recommend three, so that we can definitely hit all areas.
Ooh, I'm overwhelmed by the crowd. Lord, have mercy. We're so sick. Lord, have mercy. Killing ourselves, y'all. Okay. So what food should we be eating? I'm about to cuss again. That moves through the body. I know we need water. What foods do you eat?
So for me, I'm a big salad girl, but when I say salad, it's a well-balanced salad because a lot of people think, well, let me put a whole bunch of lettuce or spinach. No, when I say balance it out, maybe like a pinch of carrots, a pinch of broccoli, a pinch of everything to make it balanced, and do not drench it with these ranch dressings, French dressings, and things like that.
No, y'all.
We have to go back to making our own, you know, dressings and things like that with maybe like a olive oil, some type of vinegar, some splash of lemon, you know, all natural ingredients, fresh herbs, things like that.
So what's
but also too, I'm a very big, I speak highly of dragon fruit, the yellow dragon fruit.
Okay.
It's high. and fiber, and it's also a natural laxative.
Oh, okay.
So what that does is it helps you to have a natural bowel movement.
That's good to know.
And it's very, very smooth. No cramping or things like that. Because when you think about a laxative, that normally cramps you up. You don't want to eat any of that. Also, to kiwi, apples, pears, things like that. Skin on. Yes. Also to
berries, dark berries.
Berries.
Darker the berries.
Yep.
Those are things that will push.
Yes. Celery. Celery is another.
I heard celery is an excellent cleanser.
Mm-hmm. Celery is a very good one.
Cucumber.
Yes. Cucumbers, because it's going to hydrate the body.
Okay.
Yeah. Things like that.
How much water should we be drinking every day?
I say at least a half a gallon.
That's what I heard, y'all. Get mad at me. Okay, go ahead.
Or at least half of your body weight.
Okay.
To keep, and especially if you're, again, living that sedentary lifestyle because you're not moving the body like you should.
If your body's not moving, the inside ain't moving.
Nope. And a lot of people think, I walk to the store or I have to, you know, go in the gym and work out for 30, 45 minutes. You know, lift the weights. No, get a nice brisk walk in 30, 40 minutes.
Okay.
If you're a runner, you know, get a nice run in. And it doesn't have to be every day, but at least you're moving your body.
Let me ask you for our aging young. All right, y'all. They were like, don't be calling me old time ago. With our aging young, a lot of them are dealing with a lot of diseases, chronic stuff. And they feel like they're too far gone. I'm sick. I got to take this medicine. Can they begin to do this same type of regimen to begin to reverse the effects?
Yes, but the thing of it is, stop calling it a diet. Just say changing your eating habits.
Okay, change your eating habits.
And that goes according to, you remember back, you know, when you first, your mom was first meeting you, right?
Yeah.
You would eat maybe like pancakes, eggs, bacon in the morning. For lunch, you would maybe have like a sandwich or something like that. Dinner time, you'll have like a steak, some vegetables, and maybe some.
And then I'm ready to go to bed. God dang.
Right. So what you do is you change all of that around.
Okay.
In the morning, a bowl of berries. For me, I eat dragon fruit, watermelon, if it's in season. That's another thing.
Because you said you started at 24. Girl, you look 24 now. Hey, good. That melanin. Go ahead.
Making sure you know, definitely get fruits and vegetables when they're in
season. You the pharmacist? Okay, that's because you be taking care of yourself.
Yes.
So you start the day with your fruits.
Yes. Oh. Yes, fruits, water. And if I don't, you know, I'm in a hurry, I'll do definitely like a smoothie or something like that. If it's like maybe a Saturday and I'm not doing anything, I'll still have my berries and I might have like a bowl of oatmeal.
Okay.
But nothing heavy.
Nothing heavy.
No pancakes, eggs, or anything like that. Okay. And a, you know, bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchtime, you will maybe do like a half a sandwich or like a bowl of soup.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I said that wrong. Lunchtime is your heaviest meal because you're steady moving around.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you will want to eat something heavy. So definitely if you want to eat that steak or, you know, your
lunchtime is your heaviest
meal. Yes.
So dinner is not supposed to be the heaviest?
No. Because think about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you, 9 times out of 10, when we have dinner, we have dinner, we're going right to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to sleep on a heavy stomach.
Your food gotta digest.
So with that, you're not allowing that's the biggest thing of it all. We're not allowing our bodies to digest our food.
And then you give it a few hours and then you eating breakfast again.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. And then it gotta travel through all of 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't going to, it's like, no, hell no, I ain't moving. Because I'm still here from dinner, and that means breakfast right here.
And think about it. Sometimes, depending on what we eat, the reason why it's not going to move through because it's really hardened in the body.
Okay.
So when we talk about, like, those canola oils, things like that, or those unhealthy oils that we're eating, that's why you're pooping sometimes just sitting in it. And because you're not, because the
colon is almost like a pipe, a plumber. It can get backed up. Yep. This stuff can start up. Whoa, okay. Mm-hmm. The oils can actually.
Some oils, some oils, like the canola oils, they are, those oils harden in the body. So that's why a lot of us are having, you know, issues with going to the bathroom.
Which oils should we be using?
Definitely like an extra olive oil or coconut oil.
What about sunflower?
No, I wouldn't do sunflower. Avocado oil is another good oil.
Okay.
Grapeseed oil as well.
Okay. Coconut, avocado, grapeseed. I'm missing one. You said four. Coconut, avocado, grapeseed.
Extra olive.
Extra olive. Thank you, our producer. He deepened the food consciousness. Okay, thank you. Wow. Okay, I'm getting so much education. Now, I want to know, you talk about your herbs, you talk about plants. What do we have here? And you have other plants throughout your space.
Right.
This look like aloe vera, remember?
Yes, this is I call her my big mama.
She big mama too.
Yes. So this is a
beautiful
aloe vera plant, which is another healthy plant that I can at any given time break off and use if I have a scar or just to help lubricate my colon.
Your digestive.
Yes.
One of the things I know I heard some years ago I started doing was a celery, cucumber, aloe vera, take the gel, put in the drink, alkaline water.
Yep.
And that helps too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Y'all got that, y'all? Okay.
So my reasoning for having so many plants around me is because I deal with a lot of different energies and I never know what energy I'm faced with day.
Okay.
I can't run outside and just, you know, get grounded.
But you gotta protect your energy.
Yes.
In this space.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they're here. They're already grounded. So I generally just wash my hands off.
What do the plants do? You talking about spiritual? So they're doing something? They protect
spiritual.
Oh, come on now.
So that's what I'm trying to share with you. So I normally just transfer the bed energy by rubbing it on them, on the leaves, and that way it goes straight into the dirt. That way I'm not, you know, taking on other people's energy. You know, of course, various plants spew off definitely cleansing the air. So like my spider plants, they're basically cleansing the air. Even though I cleanse and wipe down as much as possible, they're cleansing the air even when I'm not here. So making sure that I'm not attracting bad energy at any, and nor taking that bad energy home with me. I'm big on energy anyway, and making sure, you know, it's peace all around me.
Amen.
So yeah.
It was a gift to us. Oh my God. Wow.
So yeah, go get those plants.
Yes. Everybody get plants. Get plants.
But I will say, you really have to have a green thumb for them. Like my plants, they love when I come in. I turn the music on. I do talk to them. The spider plant, I'm like, are you looking over here to, you know, tell her you need more water or whatever? But yeah, I talk on them, talk to them, I rub them, things like that, to let them know that I am here. I can see the excitement on them sometimes. Sometimes when they water too much, that one by the window, it'll cry. Like, so that's my way of knowing that I gave it too much water. But yeah, I call them my girls. They're my girls.
Yeah, and you're beautiful. Wow. Woo, y'all. I could be here all day. Y'all about to move in. Okay, so we talked about you basically getting folks ready, you preparing, you doing education, you doing preventative medicine, and more importantly, you doing the healing. So we're going to talk, y'all. Don't get scared. We're going to go into the actual procedure. So we're going to go, y'all, and look at where does this look like. You're coming in, and you're about to get the colon. The person, what's the step to process they would go through when they come to you as far as the colonic part?
So again, like I said, consultation will definitely be done first. Okay. I definitely go over the anatomy of the body and everything like that before we move forward. All my products is FDA approved. This is the actual speculum. Okay. So it's a clean, not open package. Once I use it, it's disposable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I use two different lubricants, a water based and a petroleum based.
You a special person to do this. Go ahead. You know you got some love in you.
And the filters is 3 for cold, 3 for hot, so let you know that this is not just regular old water running through. It's filtered water.
Wow.
On top of that, everything is regulated. I regulate everything.
Okay.
So this is for definitely when we're actually introducing the water to the coolant.
Okay.
So I'll fill you up to about 0.5, and then anything outside of that is too much that the body can't handle.
Okay.
And reason why I say that, you want to run it slow and gentle, because a lot of people are constipated.
Yeah.
So when you're constipated, you don't want to agitate it even more.
Okay.
You just want it to get in there, the water to get in, and saturate it to help you release it.
Okay.
Over here is my temperature gauge, so which we try to stay within 100 degrees. So I know it seems like a lot, but it's not. And I generally watch that to the nines, because I don't want to burn anybody, nor do I want it to be cold, because if we're running cold water, it's shocking the body, and it won't work.
Yeah.
So that's practically how, you know, everything works. And everything flows through all this tubing here down into the sewage system.
You know what? Just knows. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Another thing I'm big on is you actually knowing
what your stool looks like.
Your stool look, and it should look.
Okay.
So 3 and 4 type is what you should be in. Anything outside of that is severe constipation or severe.
It's a problem.
Yes, severe dehydration.
Wow.
And diarrhea.
So dehydration and diarrhea. Okay, no water. That's why you keep saying that's why I keep saying we gotta do the water.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So also to this speculum, again, it's a very gentle insertion.
And it's just a little small piece, right?
Yeah. So this, because a lot of people, they see this kit and they freak out.
That's what I was asking. Yeah, don't freak out, y'all.
So this tube here is for the water line.
Okay.
This one is where the waste holes will go through.
Okay. So all that's not going up. Okay.
Mm-mm.
What part going?
So this, the waste holes is connected here.
Okay.
The water line is connected onto here. So practically about this is what's inside of me. This operator comes out once I do the insertion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So again, no jabbing or anything, because I don't want to puncture anything. I don't want to be sued by anyone.
Yeah.
So very gentle throughout. You may feel some, you know, cramping or things like that, and that's because, again, that water is being introduced to the colon and it's trying to help break up. But then also too, the fecal matter can be that thick. What's happening where you feel that cramping, and it's water pressing up against it, so that water is trying to get around that stool to help break it up.
Because water gonna get through some kind of way.
Yes.
Ooh, and I wanted to ask you, so which services do you offer, and how do you accept payment, and where you located? Let us know. Give us a broad sketch.
So I have a booking app, and the direct link for that, if you go on to my Instagram page, it's clarifying balance_KP.
Mm-hmm.
And again, under there, it's a booking link will direct you straight to where you can book for my services. So I definitely offer colon hydrotherapy with various packages. Also to another service that I'm getting ready to feature is it's a foot soak, and what it does is it pulls parasites out of the body through the feet.
And what's the methods of payments, folks?
So the method,
some people don't like to do online, some about older folks.
So
initially,
when you first come in, definitely making sure that before you book, I do take a deposit, because time is money.
Keep your business.
So definitely making sure that you make a deposit first. And when you come in, you can either do cash, credit card. I have Afterpay, you know, Zelle, no cash app, things like that.
Okay. And where are you located at?
I'm located at 2021 Harford Road, mm-hmm. Suite 3, across the street from the Marathon gas station, mm-hmm. and it's a Wendy's, a Dunkin' Donuts, they are your landmark.
And you're right around the corner from the Black Wax Museum.
District Courthouse.
I'm right around the corner from the, mm-hmm. you know, the Great Blacks and Wax Museum.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. All right, folks, so we got to come in. I know you get a lot of D.C. clients, Blue Nile, Vicente. They drive all the way.
I love D.C.
They drive 45 minutes coming here. And so we got to get our BMO, a.k.a. Virginia can come too, the DMV. They can start coming.
All I had one Virginia client.
One Virginia? Mm-hmm. You want more. You want more. So because of how you do, not just you do work, but how you do your work, how you describe it, the care that you put into it, the thought. You are very hands-on. You're very in tune to the person. This is a space we need to come into to get this type of service to you.
Right.
Ain't nobody going to give us this, but how you give it to her? And she's going to be giving it to us, too, okay? I'm going to sign up. My producer, we're going to sign up, and we're going to do our thing, okay?
Right.
You're going to help us. How often should we be doing a colonic?
So to give you a good baseline, I think January is a good starting point for a lot of people.
Okay.
You can get your, and that's the only reason why I say that is because everybody's on its health care.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why we
wait to January.
Wait.
The new year, trying to.
Everything should be now.
Okay.
So just a baseline. January, you get your three in.
Okay.
And then, again, like I said, change your eating habits, make sure you're exercising, make sure you're
And you say change it with the season, which I think is very interesting.
Definitely changing with the season is when you would want to do like follow-ups, because we eat differently in the winter versus the summer.
Okay.
So making sure you get whatever Thanksgiving, Christmas meals you have still, you know, lingering.
That's why they come to you in January.
Like, hit this shit out. Right. But also to know that I do prep before you, if someone is going through surgery. I just had a young lady who went through surgery. She went Thursday, so she came Tuesday to get cleansed before her surgery.
Wow.
Because think about it, what they're giving them is medication anyway, so she cleansed before the actual procedure.
That's
also,
excellent.
Too, if you want to get a colonoscopy, we didn't talk about colonoscopies, they do prep work before that, which is giving you that medication and everything to help you really cleanse, just so they'll be able to get that scope around in order to do the actual procedure. So you can actually do a colonic, which is much safer and easier on a body to move forward with the colonoscopy.
Okay. Wow. Okay. A wealth of information. And what's your hours? Is it by appointment or your set amount of hours?
So right now Sundays were closed, but I am open if you know you call and say, hey, can I come in on a Sunday? Monday I'm here from 11 to 7. Tuesdays I'm closed, and then the rest of the week, Saturday is 11 to 7.
So, Kyra, you also say it's a specific way that we should be using the restroom. We're not using the bathroom, right?
No.
Okay, please.
So, this is the biggest thing for me and my clients know is this is not an option. I have two not an option.
Okay.
Using the footstool is not an option. And reason why I say that because we have been going to the bathroom at a 90-degree angle.
Okay.
And what that is doing, if you can get my my diagram, I can show you. And what that is doing is it's pressing up against the muscles, and it's making you strain. When you press up against this muscle, you're straining.
Okay.
So when you use a footstool, you're sitting at a 35-degree angle, and it's opening, that muscle is open. So what entails is now you're just having a complete bowel movement. You're not sitting there. You're not straining.
Okay.
Because, again, when you use the bathroom to have a healthy bowel movement, you should not be in here 20 minutes.
Okay.
2 to 3 minutes top, and that's it.
So we shouldn't be like this. We should be at an angle.
Yeah, so I'll show you. So, of course, you will come and you will space your foot out. So it's like you're more so in a squatting position.
Yeah.
And that's going to give you, again, that 35-degree angle to open this muscle up.
Okay.
Nice, clean bowel movement.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're not doing that, what happens?
You're pressing up against this muscle, and that's why people are straining. Straining.
Is that what hemorrhoids and stuff?
Yeah, straining okay, that's comes a
big
from.
Big complaint with older folks. Okay.
Yeah, straining comes from hemorrhoids.
Ooh.
Yes.
And again, it's like you're assaulting the body instead of letting the body do what it's supposed to do.
Right.
Wow.
Again, like I said, 2 to 3 minutes in here. That's it. You should not be in the bathroom over that amount because that lets you know you're constipated.
Okay, So everybody, when they go get a stool, I'll get that today. Okay.
Footstool. I normally carry them, but I've, of course, people know, they hear my spill. And this is not an option to have this in your bathroom.
Wow. All right, y'all. Everybody got to get a footstool. I love it. So this is a space where it actually takes place, the colonic.
Yes.
And so what would be some signs, or I'm not sure, do you get doctor referrals or people sent to you? Does a person know when they got to?
First thing, a doctor is not going to refer anyone to get a colonic because this will basically keep them out of business.
Mm. Wow.
Because remember, we're preventing anything to happen.
Okay.
So you have some doctors will say, well, that's good, you know, and they'll see once they have had it done, they'll see a difference within a client. So if it's like any various issues far as like high blood pressure,
okay,
things like that, it'll help with that.
Okay.
Again, skin issues.
Okay.
It really helps with that.
Clearly.
Bloating. A lot of us are bloated, and I hate to be so hard on my males, but you shouldn't be walking around like you're pregnant. That lets me know that there's some issues going on in the gut area, and you should, you know, attack it.
So the bloating is coming from just
eating,
just sitting there. Yeah.
Again, not moving your body as you should, not drinking enough water, and another thing that I tell people all the time, it's not an option with me. It's not an option to not drink water. You should be drinking water. I don't care how you get it down. If you gotta put some mint, some pineapple in it. Something to sweeten it for you, because we feel like we have to have everything that has sugar in it.
Has to be sweet.
We don't need that. Mm. Actually, sugar is killing our bodies, especially for my women. And your area down here is basically attacking your gut down in here.
Mm-hmm.
The sugar is destroying us. Anything white, the white flour, the white white potatoes, all those different starches, rice, we don't need any of that.
Nothing white. We are people of the sun. Don't put none more, all brown food, sun food.
Yeah, even a black rice is very beneficial to us.
Even black rice, okay, I didn't know about that, okay. Yeah. Y'all gonna get some black rice. Okay, y'all know we keep the black up here. Okay, wow. Okay, so talk about when a person come in, you get them ready over there. That was a sacred space over there. You get their mind ready, and then they come over here.
So normally when people come in, I generally, when they book, I generally like to give them a call beforehand.
Okay.
Or if I don't have a call with them beforehand, when they come in, we'll sit down and talk.
Yeah.
This place is very sacred. I do not rush you out. If you come in, my clients, they'll tell you, they'll stay here for hours if they wanted to.
Wow.
Because of the energy they feel in here.
Yeah.
So definitely a consultation is done first to just make sure, you know, no recent surgeries or anything that were done.
Okay.
I still like to know from your doctor, you know, if everything is okay.
Yes.
But it's your blood pressure, things like that. We don't want to make sure, we want to make sure that there's no issues before proceeding.
Okay.
And most of the time, before I proceed, I can see that they're not eating 3 meals a day, which is going to help you have these normal bowel movements.
Okay.
I see that they tell me, I've had a bowel movement maybe once this week. I might have another one next week.
Wow.
A lot of them, a lot of people do colonics for weight loss.
Okay.
A lot of our movie stars, Beyonce, Usher, they are very big on getting colonics done.
Oh,
so a lot of people,
because it's like an immediate.
Yeah, wow. So a lot of people.
Is it good? It's not good to use it for that. Is it? That's not.
You can.
Okay.
Yeah, you can use it. Because think about it. Even with our models, they eat any and everything that they want to.
Okay.
But they'll go get a colonic before they have to do just say like a big event or something like that.
Okay.
So it's probably the same, not very frequent. I would say don't do this like every day.
Okay, right.
But definitely breaking it up.
Okay.
So yes, it's very, very beneficial to the body.
Wow.
And reason why I say weight loss, because a lot of people think about it, it's January. You know, the new year, new me thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to get on this health kit.
Right.
But on the flip side of all that, yes, you will lose weight from this.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, you're not actually losing weight. You're losing waste.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever waste that is, you know, stored in the body, that's what you're releasing. So yes, I still weigh. I still take vitamins and things like that.
Hmm.
And that's just to see the baseline of where you are when you come in. So the scale may read 150 when you first start, and then maybe it might read like 145 when you finish. And again, that's waste. It's not actual weight. But I always share with my clients, when you start this journey, make sure you start working out as well. That way you can really see results. I have various women who have came because they wanted to enlist, two males who wanted to enlist in the army. So they came to make weight. Because, of course, if they're bloated, because, you know, again, we're black. Our DNA and, you know, our body structure is totally different from them. So we do have the big thighs, the, you know, the thick arms, the neck, because they do measure the neck and everything like that. So in order to, you know, release all of that, they'll come do a colonic. So, and I have two young ladies that I actually keep in contact with, and they look really, really good.
Wow.
I have their recruiter comes as well. So when it's time for him to, because they still have to make weight as well, he'll come and, you know, do the whole, it's a whole regimen. It's not just come, sit down. I do want to make sure that you're definitely eating properly first. And the reason why I say that is giving your body that rest first before moving into this. So definitely making sure you're drinking your water to help lubricate and hydrate the colon first. Adding on, you know, fruits to the diet. Things like that to help you prepare for it. So no, I don't just rush into, you know, you getting an actual colonic.
Ooh, I know that's going to do all this. Oh my goodness, girl. Wow.
But that's because I am with the hopes that you want to see results and not waste your money. I always tell people, yes, I want to make money, but I don't want to take money from you. I want you to see what you are spending your money on.
So I feel relaxed. Supposed to, they ain't got nothing to be scared of. So when you come, you get them down on the table.
Once we're over it, we're on the other side, I go through the whole regimen. I'm not like, oh, let's come on, let's go, you know, get things through. I like to really say, you give me the okay that you're ready to move forward. And then I say, okay, well, I'm still sitting on a chair. You go get your gown and everything is set up in the bathroom. Again, no, you don't have to rush out of here.
You so zen. You like, what, you okay with that? You just...
I mean, because think about it, you're introducing your body to something new, and this is not something that you can rush through. Even though I set my timer is for me, it's not for you. My timer is to say, okay, your 45 minutes is up, because the body cannot withstand this longer than 45 minutes.
Okay.
But again, you can be in here 2-3 hours, I don't care. And I'm not a person who I have to have 5 people, 10 people in here a day. I can do 2 clients and I'm good. Because I know that I'm giving you quality.
I'm impressed. We gotta have you on every corner. We're gonna shut down these dialysis clinics. We gotta have a clear and fine balance on every corner, get our people healed. What do you want as we begin to, we could be here all day, can't we? I'm learning so much. What do you want for us as a whole, the diaspora family? What are some things that you want us to do right now, kicking off 2025?
So right now, I just really want people to get in tune with their bodies.
Okay.
Start educating yourself more on how you can heal your body.
Okay.
Because, again, like I said before, we don't have to look for medicine to heal our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But once you have a clean body,
you
can heal from anything, from herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that you don't have to rely on medication to get you through. And reason why I'm saying that is because think about when they give people medication majority of the time, they don't even go back to reassess it. By the time they have reassessed that medication, something else have, you know, occurred. And also think about these medicines, it's fake. It's synthetic. It's in the books. They are synthetic, which is, you know, destroying the body as well.
So we should definitely, you ain't negotiating this, drinking our water.
Yes.
At least half a gallon. Our foods, our fruits, lunch should be our biggest meal. Dinner, we should be on the low.
Yes.
And food is medicine. I am so overwhelmed. She a gift. She is a gift to the diaspora. Because what you're doing, this is why the show is called The Revolution's Black Love, because you love yourself enough.
Yes.
Your black self.
To share.
You're able to share and love the diaspora, and thus it becomes a gift for us.
Right.
It's like that scripture, it say, he so loved the world so much that he gave. You know, you loving us even when we don't even love ourselves. Come on now.
Yeah.
Even when some of us don't even know how to love ourselves, you saying, all right, come on here.
And you know, another thing when we speak about energy, I've had a few clients that come in, and when I say, it was like, I could tell, like, the weight of the world was on their shoulder. I mean, the hoods was on their head. And it wasn't even raining outside. You know, they all bundled up. And it wasn't until, I love her dearly, she pulled those layers back. She was able to get a colonic. And by the lead, her third colonic, it looked like her face was literally bright as the sun.
Come on.
And that's because she had endured so much. And she knew herself that it was time for her to get, you know, cleansed. To relieve whatever is, you know, building up in the body. And another big thing that I stress to a lot of people, we stress and we don't even know that we're stressing. And that stress is definitely killing us, and how we know, because it's attacking the gut.
So it's not just physical, this is spiritual.
Yes. Yes.
Is spiritual. Yes. And we know we've been on a spiritual warfare. And so this is what the healing does, is you clean, you helping us cleanse our spirit.
Yeah.
I'm about to, y'all know I'd be crying. I'm about to, oh my God.
Well, listen, I had my days where I cried with my clients, so it's perfectly fine.
You know,
it's
just perfectly fine. Yeah, because we black people in the diaspora, America, we are stressed the F out. We had the superstructure, racism, white supremacy. No, you can't have. Lack. Assault. And then we had this other structure underneath, the families. We had the self-hatred. We are going against each other. We hating on each other. Sometimes we jelly of each other. We are sabotaging each other. And there's no room for healing.
Mm-hmm.
No room for healing. Nobody even creating a space. Go ahead.
But two things I'm going to say. When we talk about healing, you always hear people say, we need to heal. But what we really need to do is just find peace within that space and move on. Because if you think about it, you can be healing for ages. But if you just find that peace within yourself and peace with whatever else is outside of that, then nobody can touch you. Nobody can stop what you have going on once you find peace. That's why my friends can tell you I'm very big on that. If I got peace in my home, peace in my business, peace within my friends, peace within my clients, peace within people that don't even know me, I'm good.
Right.
Just sit in the church, y'all. Drop
the Amen.
Don't even go to church on Sunday. Come here, okay? We about to blow y'all business up. Oh, my goodness. Woo, with that, oh, my goodness. Y'all, come to this sister for healing, for cleansing, for peace. This is, if there's anything, it's a way of peace and develop and educate. I'm so lost with your temple and make that your sacred space.
Yes.
When I first came to see Kyle, I first came to see it because Jawal was on me. Go see that sister. And as I was leaving, she was like, I don't know. I've been trying to get my voice heard. I don't know if anybody's listening. And sis, diaspora, I'm about to cuss them out for you. Y'all better get your ass up in here. This is a service for every single person.
Right.
And this is needed. In 2025, y'all, no more lack. No more scarcity. We breaking generational curses. We holding it down because we could change this situation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We could change our conditions.
Yes.
If we change this. Mm-hmm. And we develop peace within ourselves. That's you. You brought us. You took us to church. You took us to church. Y'all. We're going to church. We're creating our own sacred spaces.
Yes.
We ain't being abundant no more.
We have to.
Come and give your money to Calvin Price. This space, you about to have a whole block. You about to have a whole block, okay? Yeah. We replacing those dialysis centers. No. We shutting down these industries that's taking our money. What we don't have, we have a generation. No, we shutting that down. 2025, 2029, it's a blackout. Mm-hmm. We blacking this out. We going to handle this. And we're going to take responsibility and accountability for our own health. And since you're a part of it, you leading the way.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Diaspora family, another powerful episode. The Revolution is Black Love. We got Black Love right here, 5 foot, what, 1, 2?
No.
Don't do that.
Listen, 411, and I'm wearing it proud.
411 in a powerhouse. And y'all know we always trying to incite Black Love. Love yourself. And even if nobody else don't love you, you love yourself. And you have enough self-love in yourself to change your conditions. And you may have to cut your losses. You may have to cut people, cut the toxicity. Cut it. They ain't for you. They ain't love you. Let it go. Because you're going to be okay. Dad's the family. We love you. Black love. Black power. I can't imagine.
Hey yo, beach house vibes, maneuver the jet ski. Cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. From food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up 3 times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.